我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们为你所赐给我们宝贵的话语献上我们的感谢。
Lord, we give our thanks for your precious words.
天父，但愿你的话语经常的让我们存在我们的心中。
May your words often in our heart.
随时随地的都有你的话语在带领着我们。
So that at any time when we need, your words will guide us.
让我们所做所行都符合你的心意。
So that whatever we do will according to your will.
这是我们的祷告，我们的祈求。
This is our prayer request.
我们是奉主耶稣基督的名求。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
我看看这个 work 啊，三个月以前，刚刚好三个月，我在这里跟大家分享这一段经节。
Three months ago, I shared this passage with everyone here.
我记得那一次的题目是讲到耶稣的福音，或者基督就是福音。
So the last time the sermon title I remembered is Christ's Gospel.
我们看这里的经节来看的话，就知道为什么有人不能进天国，他自己以为他已经进去了。
So through this scripture passage that we know why sometimes some people think that they can enter the kingdom of heaven, but actually they are not.
我们思想过这些称呼基督是主啊主啊的人。
We thought about that those that who calling Jesus the Lord, Lord.
都不能进天国。
Not all of them can enter the kingdom of heaven.
为什么
？Why？
这些人他认为，我奉你的名赶鬼。我奉你的名行异能，我为你传道。
These people, they think that they prophesy in Christ's name and cast out demons in Christ's name and do many evangelical works in His name.
这些人经常跟基督在一起。
They often stayed with the Lord.
听他讲的道。
And listen to his sermon.
看到他平常所行的奇迹。
And saw the miracles that he has performed.
他们都知道有关基督的事。
They know a lot of things about Christ.
可能比我们知道的还多。
Some might know more than us.
可是他们不一定都能进去。
But not all of them can enter the kingdom of heaven.
为什么？
Why?
因为耶稣说我不认识你们。
Because Christ said to them, I do not know you.
当假如基督说我不认识你的时候，那表示你也不认识他。
When Christ said that he doesn't know you, that means you don't know him either.
我们都认识基督，对不对？
We all know Christ, right?
我们都对基督有知识，对不对？
We all have some knowledge of Christ.
我们有。
We do.
我上次结束的时候，我记得我讲了一句话。
By the end of last sermon, I said one sentence.
我们要想得救。
If we want to be saved.
我们要把对基督的知识变成对基督的认识。
We need to transform our knowledge of Christ into knowing Christ.
那么你今天就问了，我们怎么样把对基督的知识变成对基督的认识？
And how can we do that?
答案 就是我们刚刚念的第五节，我们当以基督的心为我们的心。
The answer lies in the verse that we just read, verse 5.
我们首先
先 have the same mind with Christ.
对认识有个了解。
We need to know about what is knowing.
认识这个字啊，你要去查字典，查英文的字典。他说有理解，有熟识 ，be acquainted 啊，有了解，对实质有了解，然后到体验。
So knowing, if you check the dictionary, English dictionary, that it has understanding, and to be acquainted and recognize the nature, and also to the experience.
你看起来这是一个连续不断的累积，一层比一层深，对不对？
So this looks like it's a continually accumulation that the one step deeper than the previous one.
所以我们可以说知识是认识的开始。
So we say that knowledge is the beginning of knowing.
你亲身能够体验到的时候，你就已经认识了。
When you truly experience that you will know.
希伯来文认识这个字，中文翻成的英文翻成是 know。中文翻成是认识和知识，希伯来文很简单 ，yada， yada， 这个
，That's the Hebrew word for knowing， yada。
这个字在美国在1997年的时候是最流行的一个字。
That word is very popular in the year of 1997.
为什么呢？不晓得你们中间有没有人记得有一个人叫做 Jerry Seinfeld， 他是一个很有名的电视明星，他有一个电视节目很多年 ，Jerry Seinfeld， 他在用了这句话以后，大家都压大起来了。
It's because the popular is because there's a man called Jerry Seinfeld in his show that he used this word yada. So that's why.
那这个字是什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
在希伯来文里面有三个意思。
There's three meanings in Hebrew.
很抱歉，我没写出来。
Words.
它是三个，一个是分享爱。
One is the sharing love.
这是表示人夫妻之间的关系。
This indicates the relationship between husband and wife.
另外一个意思是表示怜悯。
Another is the meaning of mercy.
是代表人与人之间的关系。
And represents the relationship between person to person.
行公正。
Do justfully.
这是人与神之间的关系。
This is a relationship between God and man.
我为什么把这个摆在这里？
Why I have this passage here?
我们来看，这里是耶利米。耶利米警告，警告谁？警告以利亚敬。以利亚敬是谁的儿子？约西亚。
So here the prophet Jeremiah, he's used this passage warn Hezekiah, who is the son of Josiah.
我们知道，他们都是犹大国南国的人。
We know that they all the peoples from the southern Judah.
我们知道约西亚是犹大国有史以来最公义的一个王。
We know that Josiah is the most righteous king in the country of Judah.
所以耶利米他警告以利亚敬，他说：“难道你做王是在乎造香柏木楼房争胜吗？”
So here he's warning the king that do you think that you are a king because you compete in cedar?
然后他说：“你的父亲岂不是也吃也喝也实行公平和公义吗？”
Did not your father, mother eat and drink and do justice and righteousness?
那时他得了福乐，他为困苦和穷乏人伸冤，那时就得了福乐。
So then it was well with him. He judged the cause of the poor and the needy. Then it was well.
接下来很重要。认识我不在乎此吗？
So the most important is the end. It's not this to know me, declares the Lord.
换句话说，耶利米说，要认识神就要施行公平和公义，为困苦的穷乏人伸冤。
So it basically tells us that knowing God, that means that you do justice and righteousness, and also speak the cause for the poor and needy.
我们上个礼拜五晚上小教义谈到神颁布十诫，我们要遵守神的十诫。
So last Friday, we discussed that God gave Ten Commandments. We all need to obey the Ten Commandments.
我们引用的是生命记那里所讲的。
We quoted the verses from Deuteronomy.
谈到认识知道神的话语与行神的话语是不可分开的。
And we talked about that knowing God's word is not separated from doing God's word.
我们如果说我认识神，
If we claim we know God,
我们一定要行公义。
We need to do justice.
你们记得米迦书六章八节，神对我们的要求是什么？
Have you remembered the book of Micah, what God requires of us?
行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心与神同行。
Do justice and mercy and walk with your Lord.
那么我们怎么把对神的知识变成对神的认识呢？
So how can we transform the knowledge of God into knowing God?
就是我们刚刚讲的啊，当以基督耶稣的心为心。那么我们今天从两方面来看，一方面，什么是基督的心？
So what is Christ's mind?
一方面，如何以基督的心为心？
So how can we have the mind of Christ?
换句话说，假如我们是以基督的心为心的话，我们的生命应该是什么样的生命？
If we have the mind of Christ, what our life should look like?
这里第一节到第四节我们刚刚念过了，我在这里就不念了。那么第一节到第四节，哇，能不能再回去一个？有一个没有出来。OK， 第一节到第四节我们刚刚念过，在原文第一节到第四节是一个很长的一句话。
In the original Bible, that verse 1 to verse 4 is a one long sentence.
第一节说，在基督里若有什么劝勉，爱心有什么安慰，圣灵有什么交通，心中有什么慈悲怜悯。
Verse 1 says, any encouragement from, in Christ, any comfort from his love, any fellowship with the Spirit, any tenderness and compassion.
这里谈到基督的心是有劝勉，有安慰，有与圣灵的交通，有慈悲，有怜悯。
Here tells us that Christ's mind have encouragement and comfort, the fellowship, and tenderness and compassion.
我们知道基督是以色列人所盼望的弥赛亚。
We know Christ is the Messiah that the Jews that longs for.
弥赛亚来是为什么来？
So why he came?
以赛亚来是要让人得到安慰。
So he come to the world to comfort people.
你们要知道，假如你每一个圣诞节的时候听弥赛亚那个歌剧，它有一段强调，就是让我的民得安慰。He comfort my people. 我们既然，保罗说，我们既然受了基督的苦处，就该，能不能说下面一个，就该靠基督得到安慰。这是哥林多后书的第一章第五节。
So 2 Corinthians tells us chapter 1 verse 5 tells us, if we have shared abundantly in Christ's suffering, so through Christ we share abundantly in comfort too.
我们每个人都经历了，都体验了基督的安慰与劝勉。
We all experience the Christ's encouragement and comfort.
这是基督的心。
This is the mind of Christ.
我们也应该彼此互相安慰，互相劝勉。
And we also need to do such encouragement and comfort among ourselves.
因为这是出于基督的心。
Because this is the Christ's mind.
如果我是以我自己为中心，
if we are selfish, self-centered,
我求别人劝勉我，
we only ask others to comfort us,
我又祈求人来安慰我，
encouragement from others.
假如我生了病，
if I'm sick,
我希望你们来看我，
I want you to all visit me.
还希望你给我送饭。
And I want you to send food to me.
所以我们应该了解，我们每个人都需要人的安慰，我们都需要人的劝勉。
So through this, we understand that everyone needs such comfort and encouragement.
所以我们不要忘记，我们应该安慰，我们应该劝勉。
So that we shouldn't forget that we should encourage and comfort others too.
劝勉不太容易。
Encourage is not easy.
不太容易被人家接受。
Sometimes it's not easy for others to accept.
我们可能也不知道怎么样劝勉他，人家容易接受。
Sometimes we don't even know what way we encourage others so that they can be accepted. They can accept.
所以我们要好好的学习。
So we need to learn.
谁给我们最好的榜样？保罗。
So who gave us the best example? It's Paul.
你在读保罗的书信里面，你常常会感受到他很会说造就人的话。
So if you read Paul's letters, that you should find that Paul is very familiar and saying encouraging word to build up others.
我们刚刚念的里面还谈到说爱心有什么安慰，这句话是什么意思？ 爱心有什么安慰？
And the love, the comfort from the love.
哇，这个已经跑得好快了。爱心有什么安慰？是从这里来的，这是哥林多后书一章三节，这里说，愿颂赞归于我们的主耶稣基督的父神，就是发慈悲的父，赐各样安慰的神。爱心的安有什么安慰？是表示神的爱心所带给我们的安慰。
So the comfort of the love, that means that it's God's love that comforts, that brings us comfort.
我们每个人也都受了神爱心的安慰。
We each of us that we receive the God's love, for comfort.
那么我们也要用爱心，我们彼此互相安慰。
And we also need to use this love to comfort each other.
我们刚刚说过，我们彼此要有安慰，我们彼此要有劝勉。我们现在说，我们要有爱。
So we not only have the encouragement, the comfort, we also need the love.
因为爱、安慰、劝勉所带来的结果是让人得到造就。
Because this brings the results that people get built up.
然后这里说要有圣灵的交通。
And here also says fellowship in the Holy Spirit.
我们都知道什么是交通 fellowship, 对不对？我们教会有很多 fellowship。
We have a different fellowship in our church.
我们的 fellowship 想到的时候，很常常想到就是吃饭。
Oftentimes we think about dinner fellowship.
这是三个 F: food, fun, and fellowship. 吃饭，有快乐，有交通。可是我们昨天早上七点半，我们有 fellowship， 少光带我们，我们是用什么 fellowship？ 神的话语。
Yesterday morning that we had a fellowship with God's word. The brother 少光 led us study the word.
有交通，有 fellowship， 只是一个工具。
So fellowship, it's only a tool, instrument.
目的是什么？
What is the purpose?
目的是分享基督。
The purpose is sharing Christ.
我们吃饭也是分享基督。
And the purpose of have a fellowship dinner is also sharing Christ.
我们如何才能够跟人分享基督？
How can we share Christ with others?
有没有思想过？
Have you ever thought about it?
我们有的时候为什么没有办法跟人分享基督？
Why sometimes we have a hard time to share Christ with others?
唯有我们心里充满了基督的时候，我们才能够跟人家分享基督。
Only our heart filled with Christ, then we can share Christ with others.
刚刚我们很感谢嘉威姐妹给我们选的一首诗歌，那里面有一句话说：“一切都在基督里，基督是我的一切。”我们只有一切都在基督里的时候，我们才能够跟人家分享基督。
Sister Jiawei just led us with a song that talked about that we all in Christ. That's we everything that's in Christ, so that we share Christ.
我们看第三节，我来念：凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强，个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
Verse 3, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than ourselves. Each of you should look not only to your own interest, but also the interest of others.
保罗他的思想告诉我们，我们没有一件事情是要按照自己的私心做的。
Paul is telling us here that we do nothing that out of our own selfish gain.
我们也不偏袒哪一方的意见。
And we also do not take favoritism in any party.
所以我们要以基督的心为心，表示我们没有私心。
That have the same mind with Christ, that means that we're selfless.
因为基督没有私心。
Because Christ is selfless.
这个字很重要， selfless.
Yeah, selfless is important.
Selfless, 另外一个字是 selfish. 自私。我们要怎么样从自私变到无私？ From selfish to selfless. 基督给我们的最好的榜样，基督倒空就是他的无私。
Christ set up a best example for us. He emptied himself that he is selfless.
凡事不可结党。
And we do not do things according to our selfish ambition.
保罗不是说吗？你们说你是属保罗的，属亚波罗的，属基法的，其实我们都是属基督的，不可结党。
We all belong to Christ. We shouldn't take any favoritism.
不可有私心。结党其实是出于私心，结党还表示你要排除别人。
Play favoritism, that means that you are excluding some party.
没有私心，不结党，更重要一步，要看别人比自己强。
And also look others that above yourselves.
这都是基督的心。
This is all the mind of Christ.
我们从第一节一直看到第四节，你看这里面谈到我们要有基督的心，这也是保罗在这里告诉一个教会，一个教会内在的生命就是要有 以基督的心为心。
So from verse 1 to verse 4, Paul here is also teaching the church should have the same mind as Christ.
因为保罗在腓立比书的第一章讲的是教会所处的外在的环境。
So Paul speaks the environment that the church lives in first chapter of Philippians.
所以到第二章他就强调教会内在的生命是应该以基督的心为心。我们刚刚看的就是这一些有关基督的心，基督的劝勉，基督的安慰，基督的无私，基督对人的造就。
So chapter 2 tells us the church's internal life, that we have the same mind as Christ.
我相信假如你要 再多多思想的话，你会想到更多有关什么是基督的心，你会思想到你的体验到的几乎基督的心。
So if you ponder on this more, that you will have more mind of Christ, and you will also experience more of Christ.
可不可以转到下面一个，是谈到如何以基督的心为心。
So next is how we should, how we could have the mind of Christ.
换句话说。有基督为心的生命是什么样的生命？
What is the life look like with the mind of Christ?
我们从四方面来看，放心，很短。我们从身份、生命的目的、祈祷的生活、人际的关系，我们来看。请你放下面一个 slide。
So we'll share.This with the status identity of a Christian and the purpose of our life and our prayer life.
这一个就告诉我们，有以基督的心为心的生命和以自我的心为心的生命不同的地方。
This chart diagram tells us that what's the difference between Christ-centered life and the self-centered life.
这些哦，回去，回去，回去，回去，回去。再往回转，好吧？回到刚刚我那个对比，再下来一个。好，我想问一下我们当中的 youth， 你们还记不记得这些？这都是你们给的答案，对不对？几个月以前有一个礼拜五晚上，我有机会跟幼师在一起分享，我们就在思想，假如我们是以基督的心为心，我们的身份是什么？什么是我们的 identity？ 我们是蒙恩的罪人。假如我们不是以基督的心为心，我们的身份是什么？我们身份是我的事业，我的财产。以基督的心为心，你可以看出这里面的对比。
So this a question for youth, because several months ago that Pei Nian shared this with the youth group. So if we have a mind.With Christ, that our identity is different. For us, the identity is where sinners received grace.
我们的生命是荣耀神，还是荣耀自己？
The purpose of our life is glorify God or ourselves.
我们是要为神、为人而活，还是为自己、为自己的家人而活？这个，对。
If we live for God, for others, or we live for ourselves or our family members.
我们的祷告是什么？
What is our prayer life?
我们人际关系是什么？
What is our relationship with others?
我们谈到无私 selfless, 谈到自私 selfish.说起来，我们都知道。假如我们的幼师都知道，我们也应该知道。
So when we speak of this, that we all know.
做起来容易不容易？
Is it easy to do it?
好，我们今天。花一点时间思想 Saint Francis of Assisi 他的一个祷告。
So today we want to spend some time to think about a prayer from Saint Francis.
这一个就 告诉我们怎么样我们可以使基督的心变成我们的心。
So this can help us to have the Christ's mind to replace our own selfish mind.
我们知道 Saint Francis 是一个意大利人，他出生在 Assisi 这个地方。
So Saint Francis is an Italian. He's born of the city called Assisi.
他家里非常的富有。
Born in a very rich family.
他年轻的时候，这生活是非常的豪华奢侈。
So he lives in a luxury, kind of lifestyle.
后来 Assisi 这个城跟意大利另外一个城打仗。
So one time the city Assisi was fighting a war with another city.
他去当兵打仗被抓了。
So he was in the army and was captured.
他们知道他家很富有，就跟他的家里要他出钱把他赎回去。
Because they know the enemy know that he is from a rich family, so they ask. Monies to redeem him.
当他被抓的时候，在监狱里面的时候，他听到基督向他讲话。
When he was in prison, that he heard Christ speak to him.
你出去以后，要去替我改造那些教会。
So after you go out, that you need to help to change the church.
他不是一个神父，没有念过神学，可是基督呼召他。
He is not a priest and he never studied theology, but Christ called him.
他出去以后就完完全全的改变。
So after he got out of the prison, he was totally changed.
因为当时的教会根本不对人有很好的服侍。
Because at that time the church did not serve, the community well.
他把他所有的财产变卖。
So he sold all his properties.
照顾有需要的人。
Giving to the people who needs.
他们说有时候他出去了，看到人或把他衣服都给人家穿了，自己。冷的赶快回来换找衣服穿。
So some said that when he went out to see people, do not have clothes, so he took his clothes and gave to them.
他后来成立了一个叫做中文翻译叫做方济会，英文就叫 Franciscan Order。那么他们这个 Franciscan Order 是什么呢？他们也都里面很多都是信徒。而不一定是神父，或者是在神学院里面受过教育的，也有暗牧的神父。
So in his in the ministry that he started, that there's a priest and also a lot of people that followed him.
他们工作，或者是出去募捐，自己没有任何的财产。
So they work and ask donations, but the people who work in there, they do not have their own property.
就是用在帮助有需要的人社会福利方面。
So they use all the monies to help the poor.
那是第十二世纪的时候创立的。
So that was built in the 12th century.
今天到处还都有这种 Franciscan Center。明州就有一个。
So there's many this kind of center that among the world, Twin City also have one.
我们今天看他的祷告，这是他很出名的一个祷告，叫做。
So please all rise. We will sing this hymn.